flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Abe Cannon, Odyssey check-in, Neil Sanderson from 3 Days Grace. Neil, so much to talk about with the you guys have two singers now. This is crazy.
Yeah, man. It feels like, first of all, I'm really like, I feel gratitude for like, I don't know, being at this point in my career. Like we've been doing this almost 25 years and just to have so much excitement about the new music and we were able to pull this off, put it together, all good vibes. We don't look back, we only look forward, and it's just like, man, it's going to be just bigger and better than it's ever been at this point. You know, I'm in my 40s, you know, it's like, damn, let's go.
Yeah. So Adam's back in the band, and now, so you officially, Matt and Adam, you're going to have dual singers.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy to think that like, we have this huge chapter with Adam and then this massive chapter with Matt and like with like, you know, 17 number one singles, thanks to like people like you and people that care about the music and the fans and everything. It's like, we've got all these songs that were like really successful at rock radio. And now we can just like play them all like any way that we want, you know? And,
yeah.
I have envy for the singers because they only have to sing half the show. I still got to play drums the whole damn time.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, are you guys eventually going to bring in an extra person for each instrument so that you guys can take off half the show?
Listen, my son is 14 and he's getting really good. So there might be but he's taller than me. So he's going to have to, you know, shrink down into the drums a little bit to pull it off. But yeah, I'm thinking about that.
You talked about the 17 number one singles. You know, Mayday is awesome. Like that could be number 18. I think it will be number 18. It's a great song. How did you guys divide up the song? Like, I can't, when I heard it, who's doing what?
That's actually a good question because at first it was like, we didn't know how we were going to kind of like slice it all up and who was going to do what and what it would sound like or what it would come across as. And as soon as we first started like sitting down and like writing new stuff and trying things out and experimenting, as soon as each guy kind of laid their thing in, it was like, oh man, this is deeper than we would have thought, you know? And we played to each singer's strengths and they didn't try to be anything that they're not. And it just creates this completely new dynamic, a new facet to the sound. It's a lot more depth and things. And we basically, you know, I did see them at one point, like rock, paper, scissors to see who was going to sing the next line, which was kind of funny. But that's how like naturally organic it happened. It wasn't forced at all. And then like the end result is just, you know, we started thinking about like, you know, like bands like Pink Floyd back in the day that had two singers and like they were both completely different characters with different voices. But that's part of the magic with it. So we just really leaned into that.
And how did it happen? This is what everyone wants to know. How did it happen? How did Adam end up back in the band?
We started talking to him, you know, so there's like, there, you know, a lot of the stuff on the internet over the years is like all this bad blood and stuff. And I think like a lot of people like made that up in, you know, in their mental cinema, like as they were trolling the internet and stuff. Like it was like, we were kind of like, you know, stuff happens. And it was you know, the thing about being in a band is like, it's like being in a marriage with like three other people, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, so things happen. People go different ways. People have different life directions and stuff. So, you know, so 13 years ago, it was just, we kind of came to a crossroads where that became a major factor. But like all this time later, it just made sense to investigate what it would be like to make this thing that would be bigger than, better than anything we've ever done. And when he got up on stage, he came out to a show, got up on stage and guest vocaled on a couple songs. And like,
and Never Too Late, I saw that. That was awesome.
Yeah. The crowd went crazy and the fans totally loved it. We were like, you know, let's sit around with some guitars and see if we can like be creative together. Cause that was the only thing that mattered. Like we needed to be able to vibe out, you know, we're like, it's like we could pull a stunt or something, but that's not what we wanted to do. Like he's coming back as like a full member. This is long-term, you know, and it's just like this, you know, this chapter in our band. And, so yeah, he, you know, the fan excitement on him just getting up on stage and the fact that the fans were kind of like, oh man, he's back in the camp potentially. We were just like, let's roll with this. And then we got together with acoustic guitars down at our guitar player Barry's house, who's got this beautiful country property. And like, it's like time had kind of stood still. Like Adam and I have been in a band since we were 14 years old. Yeah. So we got a lot of history. We came up doing a lot of the same stuff and being part of the same experiences. So it's like the creative part of it just like started happening. We were like, let's just chase it. And then we had these like great songs and we were all like, hey, you guys want to go out and do this and like really like take it as far as we can take it? We're like, let's go.
And how did you get Matt on? Was Matt just down the whole time? Did he always want to do this, or is it like hard to convince him? I mean, it's like your ex-wife with your new wife. Now it's a menage a trois kind of thing. Like,
You know, which is I don't know from experience, but I heard that's a tough proposition to land. But no, you know, Matt, you know, he's Brad's younger brother, and he's been in the family since he was a kid. So he knows Adam. Grew up around us when we were coming through as teenagers to kind of, you know, to you know, just do the whole 3 Days Grace thing. And I, you know, I think that there's a part of him that says like, hey, I only have to sing like half the night and I can rock and play guitar for a while. So yeah, no, it's been all like, he's one of the nice guys in the industry. He doesn't have an ego, and he saw the bigger picture of how great this could be with putting this whole thing together.
Yeah. It's like you imagine Van Halen going on tour with David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar. Like it would never happen. So it's pretty awesome. Like Matt has made, I think he has more number one hits than Adam had. So it's like,
it's pretty crazy. I look at the whole thing. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, you know, and we owe that to the fans and to like, just, I don't know, just people that, you know, are down to take this journey with us. But yeah, which is going to make the show super cool. It's like we play a bunch of number ones with Matt. We play a bunch of number ones with Adam. Maybe they trade off and they get creative any way that they want to be. And the show just becomes like, like a higher level of 3 Days Grace.
So Mayday has both. Like, is the new album is done? Is that
almost
coming? Oh, almost. Okay. Do you know when that's coming
out?
That's
why I was late. I was working on something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. it's about there. Yeah. We've got like enough, we've got a body of work that would constitute a full record, but we have a little bit of time. So we're kind of maybe seeing if we can like beat out a couple of the songs with new songs or augment some of the songs, just trying to pick away. But it's a good position to be at where we have the goods. We're just like finessing and putting the sprinkles on the cupcake, if you will.
So the stuff you have, are there Adam songs and there's Matt songs, or is everything both of the two singers on every song?
I guess actually there are songs that are kind of like heavy on one guy, less than the other. But the first single, Mayday, is pretty much like both guys, like,
yeah,
you know, just kind of going back and forth. And that collaboration, how that happened again, it was just kind of like, okay, you try singing that, you try singing that. Oh, that's cool. Try switching it. Okay, that's cooler. All right. You know, and then like, just like one guy will be singing harmonies on the other lead vocals, and it's just working. It's just like naturally working. And I sit back and go, man, this is cool. It's fun. It's fun to like be able to kind of do this on the level we're doing it. And it's actually like, it's not forced. We're just like hanging out.
Yeah. And you don't have to have both guys. It's like Kiss, like Paul Stanley sings Love Gun. Gene Simmons sings Rock and Roll All Night. Like you don't have to have both guys on every song. It's not necessary.
Yeah, the only problem is I got to play every song. So, exactly. Like I mentioned. it's cool, man. You know, and when we go live, maybe like Matt will sing Adam's song and Adam will sing Matt's song. Like there's no rules now, right? We can do whatever we want. Which is awesome. That's the very freeing and you know, our tour starts up in February, late February, and that's going to just be like, okay, let's go. Let's see what it looks like, and that's part of the adventure. That's part of the fun of just like you don't know what the outcome is, but if you just plan as best you can and do it for the right reasons, then it becomes something epic.
And that's a tour with Disturbed. And the last show is at Madison Square Garden, which that's going to be insane, right?
Yeah.
And then you have Sick New World, Sonic Temple, Welcome to Rockville, Incarceration. You're doing all those. So
that's right.
I'm assuming, is there a 3-day, 3 days grace headlining tour like after the Disturbed tour? Is that the plan?
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on that right now. We're just putting the final kind of touches on what we want to do, where we want to go. But yeah, we'll be doing like hitting the US, North America, Canada, where I am right now, fully, you know, through there. And then we'll be, you know, we're very fortunate to have a ton of fans in Europe, and we go over there and the shows are just insane as well. So I think next year we'll probably hit, yeah, North America hard, Europe. And possibly, you know, we do go to South America. We used to go to Russia. I don't know if we'd be going there anytime.
Yeah. Soon, but, yeah. South America is crazy. Like every crowd I see in South America, they go nuts. Like I would love to go see a show there.
Yeah. It's wild. It's crazy to go to these pockets of parts of the world that you normally might not visit or not get the opportunity to. And for us to go there and just see like a sea of people singing every song.
Yeah.
Every lyric, you know, and they don't even, some of them don't speak English, but they know every lyric to every three.
Yeah.
Song is like, man, you know, it's like, that's where it's at. It's, you know, I just look back at that. I look at it now just like, wow, you know, look how far we've come. Yeah. It's like, cool.
It's amazing. So, 3 Days Grace, the new song is called Mayday. It's awesome. I love it. I can't wait to hear the album. Like, I'm so excited to hear what Adam's going to do, Matt. Like, this is so great. So check out Mayday. And then they're touring with Disturbed, all the festivals, and then the headlining tour, the album. Very exciting times for 3 Days Grace.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Yeah, no, it's it kind of feels like the calm before the storm. And, you know, I got to get on the treadmill, take my library books back, get a new suitcase, all that kind of stuff.
Are those your guitars behind you there? Or?
These are my guitars. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a 1980s Martin. This one here is my workhorse. That's a Hagstrom F-cut semi-hollow body.
But has anyone ever seen you play guitar? Is that something that's ever been done?
You know, I play guitar. You know, I don't do it during 3 Days Grace shows. I got a lot of my plate up there. But, yeah, I play guitar. I'm not a shredder by any chance.
Well, Neil, I'm so excited. Mayday, it's a great song. I can't wait for people to hear this. 3 Days Grace, check them out. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Good chatting.